never be the same.
Don't you know your life will turn around?
Resurrection power is here to take you to a higher ground.
Welcome to the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anuza, Senior Pastor of Resurrection House for All Nations. We are located at 6605 Resurrection Way in Union City, Georgia, 30291. My name is Maya House, and I'm so excited to be here with you today. The Apostle begins a message on the mechanics of healing. Let's listen in.
What he did, I have to put my faith in it. I have to accept that the way what he did saved my soul. So also what he did heals my body. I can't receive salvation and then healing now becomes a huge thing. No, it's just as simple as your salvation.
Amen.
It is us making it what it is not. If I put my faith in those stripes that he bore, hallelujah, hey, yeah, my healing comes to me immediately. He's been paid for. That's it, beloved. That's how we walk right into it, effortlessly. Where there's no debate, no wondering, no feeling, or, you know, I feel like, or I don't feel like. He paid for it. Father, I receive those stripes that Jesus took as my healing. He already took it, so there's no way it can be changed. So my healing is inevitable. There's no way. There's no way. It's that simple. In simple faith, there'll be so many miracles and blessings. Hallelujah. We worship you. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Thank you for the words which the Holy Ghost teacheth, that we may have them tonight. We celebrate you, O Lord. We thank you for opening our eyes. We thank you for correcting us. We thank you for showing us the way we should go. We thank you for releasing abundance of grace to us and the gift of righteousness that we might reign in this life and in this room tonight. Glorify your great name. Heal us. Deliver us. Cleanse us. Have mercy on us. We repent of our pride. We repent for being out from under authority. We repent for our strong, self-willed opinions, O Lord. We come under the authority of your great name. Save America and save us. We thank you for it. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. 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 Receive. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. Receive your healing. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. But talk to the Lord about this matter. Ask him to remove that spirit of pride. Amen. Ask him to remove that spirit of stubbornness and rebellion and bring you under his authority so that you can free yourself from all these satanic issues. You can walk in the glory and the power of the kingdom we have received. Look at Psalm 103. If you look at it, it says, bless the Lord, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed. Now, beloved, you notice that every time God speaks of healing in his word, he puts something in front of it. We've seen the first one we read was all about being in order and submitting to authority. So you can actualize personally what Jesus received for you. Because what he's telling you to do is how Jesus got it for you. Here he says, in some cases, what is blocking healing is known sins, iniquities. An iniquity is not a mistake. It's something you know to be wrong, and you did it. Now watch. He says, God wants to heal me, but my iniquities are in the way. But he said, God has to forgive me my iniquities before he heals me. You see? Even though I did not do all of that at the same time, but he says, whatever, because most times the enemy makes so much noise about iniquities. He condemns, he constantly reminds you, and he tells you not to believe God, because God will not do it because of that. But David says, he forgiveth all of it, so he can heal. All. So, no sickness or condition is exempt. He said, he healeth all. Remember, this was written before Jesus died physically on the earth. Jesus died from the foundation of the world. But then 2,000 years ago, he came and actualized it in the natural. Remember, when I go to Isaiah now, you will see the same thing. He said, by his stripes we were healed. We are healed, but he hadn't come yet. Amen. So these things were settled from the foundation of the world. I'm trying to show you how to shape your faith. Amen. Your faith by covenant begins when you recognize that before you found out that God even existed, he had already settled your issues. Oh, look at what he just said to me. He said, when you found out about me, that's not when I knew you. I knew you first, before you found out that I existed. Come on, blessed be God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Sebori da bahasha. Thank you, Lord, for miracles, Lord. Thank you for forgiving us our iniquities. Thank you for healing all our diseases. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. At any moment in this service, you shall receive from God. Hallelujah. As the glory moves, receive. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God forever. All of my diseases, all my iniquities, shut the enemy up tonight. I'm just believing that since we've been consecrating and fasting, praying into the new year, at least your slate is still at least half clean. You haven't tipped on off to get in trouble. So let all the issues of 2020 stay back there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's forgiven all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. All of it. Forgiven all of it. And healed all of it. Glory to God. I want to show you one more. Look at okay, actually I need to show you two more. But let me go to Exodus 15. You will see the same pattern when it comes to healing. That's why this message is so important. I call it mechanics. Actually, I didn't call it, he called it. So these are the things that we overlook and trying to skip over them to get healed. Excuse me, and they're blocking our way. But once we pray accurately and get them out of the way, we just receive. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, look at Exodus 15:23. It says, when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? See, the leader always gets the blame. It wasn't Moses that brought them out there, even though God used him. It was God. But listen carefully, because when you understand this, then you are patient. That's the word that just came to me. Patient in tribulation. If you understand what I'm about to tell you. So the people didn't understand that the reason God was taking them through the wilderness is to remove from them what God knew that will keep them from entering into what God has for them. Amen. But the frustration and the tedium of the process caused them to all ending up dying. And I'm saying whatever the Lord is taking you through, go through it. Patiently. You remember? Patience, courage, and faith. Mm-hmm. You see? Actually, it was faith, courage, and patience. But since we're talking about patience, so we inverted it. Huh? All right, so go through it. The Bible said, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. That's King James. You see? Continuing instant in prayer. You just pray about everything. Don't tolerate frustration. Don't tolerate any murmuring and complaining. Once you start getting frustrated, start thanking the Lord. Start praising Him. This is how you protect yourself from demonic assault.
Amen. The Apostle continues this word tomorrow, so don't miss it. This has been the Voice of Resurrection with Apostle Chika Anusa. Have a blessed day.
Join us in the season of resurrection power as we commemorate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So come celebrate with us on Palm Sunday, March 28th, 10 a.m., and Resurrection Sunday at 10 a.m., April 4th. We are located at 6605 Resurrection Way, Union City, 30291, online at rhfan.com. Come resurrect your life.